أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي فراس ربيعة بن كعب الأسلمي خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أهل الصفة رضي الله تعالى أن قال: كنت أبيت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فآتيه بوضوئه وحاجته، فقال: سلني، فقلت: أسألك مرافقتك في الجنة، فقال: أو غير ذلك؟ قلت: هو ذاك. قال: فعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درشي الله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, one of the great attributes given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, one from His beautiful names, is that Allah is As-Samad. Allah is As-Samad. The name As-Samad is mentioned in the famous surah of the Quran, Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu As-Samad, Surah Ikhlas. As-Samad means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Urdu we say, is Be-Niyaz. He is the independent one, the self-sufficient master. Qul, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Huwa Allahu, He is Allah Ahadun, the one and only. He is the one, and who Samad. He is not dependent on anyone. Everyone in His creation, every iota in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muhtaj, is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah needs no one. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. You can't even compare the sifat, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His power, His glory, with anything in the creation, with anything that He has created. It is beyond the perception of the human mind. We are only to bring iman on whatever is described to us in the Quran and in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is not muhtaj of Jibreel Amin. Jibreel Amin is muhtaj of Allah. Allah is not muhtaj of Mikael. Mikael is muhtaj of Allah. Israfil is muhtaj of Allah. Israel is muhtaj of Allah. Hamilin arsh, the angels who carry and lift the throne, the arsh of Allah, they are all muhtaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can create many Jibreel Amin. Many. Ibrahim alayhi salam is muhtaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is very important. We are not disrespecting the prophets by saying that. In fact, we are honoring them. That is what they came for. Ibrahim alayhi salam is muhtaj of Allah. That is why Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was in sajda. Musa alayhi salatu was salam is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam in qiyam, standing up in his salat, performing salat. When he went for Mi'raj, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the area where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam was resting. And in the hadith it comes that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I see Musa alayhi salatu was salam, he is engaged in salat, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every prophet is muhtaj. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his great qualities was that he would lengthen his sujood, his sajda, his prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Hazrat Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an, when she was asked that, what is something that has really intrigued you about Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said in her own words that in the night every individual, he or she returns to the beloved one. And I used to see that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the night, he would come home And after a few minutes, straight away he would say to Aisha, "Aisha, I have no time." He would make wudu, and all night he would stand in front of the one who he dearly loved, and that was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes when he was in sajda, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an would give the adhan of Fajr Salat, and that is when he would say Allahu Akbar. To show the people, even Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, they put their auspicious face down for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to understand that all power is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith which I read to you just now, in the hadith it is mentioned, Hazrat Ka'b Aslami, Rabi'a bin Ka'b al-Aslami, who was the khadim of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is from the Ahlul Suffa. Ahlul Suffa were those companions who were absolutely dependent in every way. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took their responsibility financially and in every way, that Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is responsible for them. And they were students in Islam in Madinatul Munawwara. And he was the khadim of Huzur alayhi salam. He says, one night when I made myself present to Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَآتِهِ بِوَضُوئِهِ وَحَاجَتِهِ, I had the water in which was the water for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the miswaq. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me, he said to me, Salli, Ya Rabi'a, ask me what you want, O Rabi'a. Ask me what you want, O Rabi'a. Subhanallah, what a great companion. What privilege is given to him. Huzur alayhi salam is saying, ask me what you want. And I will supplicate, I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever you desire. What an honor, what an honor. And he was not even from the famous companions like the Khulafa, the famous Muhajirun, the Ashra'i Mubashira. What was the ranking of the Khulafa'i Rashideen? Subhanallah al-Azim. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيًّا لَكَانَ عُمَرَ. If the silsila of Nabuwat was to continue, then it would touch Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah al-Azim. He said, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌ بَابُهَا. I am the city of knowledge and the door of it is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, subhanallah, I'll just say that, even Hazrat Umar Farooq envied him. He says, Abu Bakr, give me one night and one day of your life and I will give you all my good deeds. This is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was. Great khulafa, great khulafa. On the day of Qiyamah, when the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be standing, I have heard from some scholars, when the hisab or kitab, the accounting will start of the ummah, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam will say, oh Abu Bakr, let us start from you. Let us start from you. If the starting is good, inshallah, the ending is also good. Yes. Let us start from Abu Bakr Siddiq. Put Abu Bakr Siddiq forward. Subhanallah al-Azim. In a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, there are 8 doors of Jannah. Every door will wish that Abu Bakr enters from me. These are the great companions, subhanallah, who followed Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam step by step. Step by step. Alcohol was in their blood. Alcohol. And the Arabs were famous for their liquor and drink. Ye kya aaj ke log? Nothing. Who are the Portuguese compared to the Arabs at that time? They need wine and everything what they do and they drink and subhanAllah, whatever. The Arabs, it was in their blood. The minute Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said to them, it is haram, finished. Not to touch, khalas. This was the taqwa. Everything was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them it was just Jannat. They knew they could see Jannat in front of them. Mata'un kaleel, we are in this time, in this world for a very short period of time. They saw Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they could see the reality of everything. These were the great companions. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Hazrat Rabi'a bin Ka'b al-Aslami, what do you want? What is your hajat? What would you ask Umar for? SubhanAllah. Let not you answer right now. But SubhanAllah. What a beautiful answer. He said, As'aluka murafakataka fil jannah, Ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, like how I am your khadim in this world, I want the position of being your khadim in Jannah. SubhanAllah. So he actually wanted to benefit from every inch of Jannah. The highest honor is given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu. So what he is saying, wherever you go, I am like the shadow. Wherever you go, I am with you. Wherever you go, I am with you. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said to him, Awa ghayra dhalik, Awa ghayra dhalik. That is a very high position that you are asking for. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam have that position. The great prophets have that position. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. Aw ghayra zalik. Ask for something else. Ask for something else. Lekin sahabi, Allahu Akbar. La ya Rasulullah, huwa dhaka. Huwa dhaka. I don't need anything else. You said to me, you gave me access, you said that ask whatever you want, and this is what I ask from you. And this is the only thing what I want. That I should stay with you and be your khadim in Jannat. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a smile and he said, Qala fa'inni ala nafsika bi kathrati sujood. Then help me to help yourself gain that position bi kathrati sujood by making excessive sujood, sajda. Kathrat se sajda karo. Make more and more sajda, prostrate in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you read your nawafin, make sure you are there in that position of sajda and your full concentration is there, crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking out tears for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the position. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not muhtaj of anyone. Anyone. Nothing. Everything in the creation is his muhtaj. Abu Talib, when Abraha stole away from him his camels, when the great army from Africa, Abraha came with a strong army, with elephants, and he came to Ma'azallah with his bad intention to demolish Khana-e Kaaba, and on the way, the army stole away the camels of Abu Talib. Abu Talib found out, he came running. He says, Oh Abraha, these camels belong to me and I am going to fight with you for my camels. Give me back my camels. Abraha is saying to him that here we are going to demolish Khana-e Kaaba and you are worried of your camels. Abu Talib said, the camels belong to me. I have to worry for my camels. The Kaaba does not belong to me. That belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, Allah, Wahidul Qahar. He will sort out whatever he wants to do with you and your army, and whatever he wills will happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was no army. Abu Talib did not have no army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَدْلِيلٍ. Birds, little birds, little stones, pebbles in their mouths, but like missiles coming down, Allahu Akbar, piercing through the thick and deep skin of the elephants, going all the way down. SubhanAllah. Instantly everyone died. Instantly everyone died. Everyone died. What is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In 1 second, just in 1 second, everything can change for an individual. That is his power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance, are we making ihsan on Islam? Is it a favor that we have done to Allah? No. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. The Bedouins, the new Bedouins, newly, who converted to Islam, new Muslims at that time, one of them said that we have embraced Islam and we are helping the Muslim army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kul, la tamunnu alayya islamakum. Don't think that your iman, your Islam is a favor to Huzur alayhi salam or to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kufr Allah, that would not make any difference to the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If everyone went in sajda, every single one, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would not increase or decrease the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing would happen. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّ عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Count not your favor, but Allah has conferred His favor on you. And بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put inside you iman. A lot of people, mashallah, we rush off to give all these celebrities and these famous people. Oh, that person has become Muslim. That person has become Muslim. That person has become Muslim. If anyone who is famous becomes a Muslim, he is only doing a favor to himself. He is only doing a favor to himself. Allah is not muhtaj of anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not muhtaj of anyone. Subhanallah al-azim. You become a Muslim, it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are actually securing your own position and your own place in Jannah. That is why one of the great dua that we all should be concerned of is that we should make dua that, Ya Allah, we should have husnul khatima, that we die in the condition of iman. That is no guarantee. No guarantee. And this sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Samad, Allah is bariyaz. He can pull anyone in the house of Allah and He can push anyone out from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Examples are there. And that is why, to make sure that we die in the condition of iman, as Muslims we all have a duty. And that duty is what is mentioned in the khutbah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. O believers, promote, propagate my sunnah, my teachings, my character, my pattern of life. Kis tarike se aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne zindagi guzari. وَلَوْ آيَةً. Even if it is one word that you can deliver, deliver it. That is our duty. Never underestimate ourselves, my respected brothers. Our duty is to put out the sunnah, the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. And through you, one individual gets guidance and hidayat. One individual. Subhanallah al-Azim, that might be the cause for you to enter Jannah. Great people, great people. Reading a book yesterday on the biography of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. In the subcontinent he is known as Ghaus-e-Azam. Ghaus-e-Azam. A lot of people, especially in India, the Indians recognize him by calling him Ghaus Pak. What do they call him? Ghaus Pak. No doubt, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great saint, full of karamats. Miracles, karamat, full of miracles. One day Sheikh Abu Yusuf Muzaffar, the Khalifa of Baghdad at that time, came to the Sheikh and gave him 10 bags of gold. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat, this is for you, hadiya. Now Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani himself was a very, very wealthy, rich man. Bahut ameer the. He himself was a millionaire. Like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, a millionaire of his time, very wealthy. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh said to him, no, I don't want your hadiya. But Sheikh Abu Yusuf Muzaffar was not to take no as an answer. He said, Hazrat, lay low, please take it. Hazrat rahmatullah alayh took one bag of gold in one hand and the other bag in the other hand. And what he did is that he squeezed the bag of gold and human blood was flowing out from it. What was it? Human blood was flowing out from it. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi said to him, because he was the Khalifa of Baghdad, the leader, said to him that, "Oh, Shaykh Abu Yusuf, you have no shame to give me the blood of poor people, to put in front of me the blood of poor people," indicating that the money that you have taken it unlawfully from your subjects, the poor people. So this is all haram for you. And this was his karamat. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi's methodology of inviting people towards the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was incredible, incredible. He was famously known that when he would sit on the minbar and he would say Alhamdulillah, everyone would start to cry. And for him, the mission of promoting the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so important that in some of the history books written by great scholars, it is mentioned that just in one session, as many as 70,000 people would convert to Islam. 70,000 people in one khutbah. 70,000 people. And Hazrat would appoint 400 people, registrars, to take their names, note who it is, who is not, looking after them, giving them Islamic education. 70,000 converts in one majlis, in one mahfil. This is what Huzur alayhi salam said, "Ballighu anni walau ayatan," promote, preach my lifestyle, my character, my sunnah, the Quran, the hadith, the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Put forward to them Iman and Islam. And in Afghanistan, what you see today, how many Muslims are there? All of them. Islamic country, hai? More than 99% of Muslims honge. If you look at the history, it was the silsila of Qadriya, the Sufi sect that is named after Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, silsila Qadriya. One is silsila Chishtiya, Sahwardiya, and Naqshbandiya. Naqshbandiya is after the name of Khaja Bahauddin Naqshbandi. Naqshband. He was known as Khaja Bahauddin Naqshband, and he would do this, and like as if the shape of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when anybody would meet him, he would just tap the name Allah with his fingers like that at the back, and the heart, the palpitation would start, and from the heart that individual could hear the name Allah, 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 Allah. That is why he was known as Khaja Bahauddin Naqshband rahmatullah alayh. And Khaja Abdul Qadir Jilani, the silsila is named after him, Qadriya, Qadriya. And Khaja Mu'iduddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh, the silsila of Chishtiya starts from Khaja Mu'iduddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh. Subhanallah aladhim. Great, great Buzrugani Deen. So in Afghanistan, it is said that those lectures which Khaja Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh would give, the sermon in his khutubat in Jummah, they were all recorded, and his followers went to Afghanistan. And the minute they heard the khutbah, it made such an impact on Afghanistan that every individual in Afghanistan embraced Islam at that time. This is the power, this is the barakat. So the more muttaqi you are, the more power you have. Khaja Mu'iduddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh. Subhanallah al-azim. At the age of 7, he completed his hifz. Islamic education was completed in Bukhara, what we know as Samarkand. If you go to Samarkand today in Russia, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Nothing is left of those great muhaddis. Subhanallah al-azim. Great scholars were they. When he went with his sheikh, Hazrat Khaja Uthman, Hazrat Khaja Uthman Haruni, rahmatullah alayh. That was the Sheikh of Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh. He stayed in the khidmat of Khaja Uthmani rahmatullah alayh for 20 years. Kitane saal? 20 years. And both of them, Sheikh and Murid, when they went to Madinatul Munawwara, Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh is standing in front of the Rosa, and Khaja Uthmani Haruni rahmatullah alayh is also standing with Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti. And Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti gives salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him an answer back, said, wa alaykum salam. This was the status of Khaja Muayyiduddin Chishti rahmatullah. His sheikh was born in Makkah and he also died in Makkatul Mukarramah. He passed away there. In the dream, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam told him, where is Rus, Russia, Sijistan, and his entire Islamic education? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him in a dream that, O Mu'inuddin, the entire India is in darkness and I have left the responsibility of conquering India in your hands. And go to Ajmer. At that time, they didn't have the gadgets and the technology that we have today. Where is Ajmer? Has never been to India. And the very next night, Khaja Muayyiduddin Chishti rahmatullah alayhi saw the dream again. And Aw sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream was pointing out to him exactly where Ajmer was. And the Sheikh Khaja Usmani Haruni rahmatullah alayhi, such a great buzrug he was, one incident which is mentioned in the Kutub, that Sheikh Fakhruddin, Khaja Muayyiduddin Chishti and Khaja Usmani from Harwan, they left Harwan to go for Baghdad. And in between Harwan to Baghdad, there is a place called Maqam-e-Ray. Maqam-e-Ray. Maqam-e-Ray was invaded by the Parsi people, the people who worship fire. So wherever you went in Maqam-e-Ray, it was just fire, 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 fire everywhere. People were worshipping the fire. Khaja Sahab, the Sheikh Khaja Usmani, was resting under the tree. It was about Asr time. And Khaja Muayyiduddin Chishti was there. He said to Fakhruddin that go to Ray and get some dry wood so we can prepare the meal, the food for the night. When Sheikh Fakhruddin rahmatullah alayhi went to that city, Maqam-e-Ray, and he saw all those Parsi people were worshipping the fire. So he said to them that, look, can I have something, a little bit from the burning coal that you have here? So straight away, he saw that he is a Muslim. He is a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Muslims, their faces were visible today. Today you go to some places, especially in India, you can't even tell that is he a Muslim or is he a non-Muslim. You're in two minds to make salam. Ki isko salam kare ya na kare. No noor of iman is not there. Muslim is the person, you know, straight away that person is a Muslim who is walking. That individual is a Muslim. The face must have that glitter that he is a Musliman. So the Parsi people knew straight away that he is a Muslim. So you go to India and these people can suss out who the Tablighi Jamaat people are. Who are the Tablighi Jamaat people? MashaAllah, you know, they have their way of their style of clothing and, you know, their own code of dress. And the miswak and everyone. So even if you go to Saudi, I don't know if you've had an experience there, the people who've gone to Hajj, and say, Tablighi? What does the Arab say? Tablighi? Are you in the work of Jamaat Tablighi? And some of the policemen, mashallah, if you say yes, you are part of that organization, you do believe in that. I say, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. Though you are restricted, but underground that works there. So there are some people who can be identified, mashallah. And that is good because the sunnah is there. Because the sunnah is there of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that individual, that Parsi said to Khaja Fakhruddin, that how can we give you fire? We worship fire. We worship fire. It is not for your benefit. Sheikh Fakhruddin rahmatullah alayhi got scared. Ki ab to raat ka waqt ho raha hai, how am I going to prepare food for Sheikh Khaja Usmani and Sheikh Muayyiduddin Chishti that are waiting? So eating food is also sunnah. It is also sunnah. I say that the awliyaullah never believed in eating. That wasn't the case. Islam is a beautiful religion, a religion of balance. Subhanallah. Khaja Usmani was sitting there. Fakhruddin rahmatullah alayhi came and said, Hazrat, those people are refusing. They are not going to give me anything. in the evening, where am I going to? The whole story was related. Khaja Sahab stood up, he said, let me go. He went to the center of that city, Maqam-e-Rai. Everywhere there's fire, fire, fire. In the middle there was this mountain of fire. In the books it's written that every day 20 wagons were loaded full of wood to keep that fire going for 24 hours. 20 load of wagons. Itna jahad garf kata jata. And there was this big sheikh for them. His name was Mukhtar. And his son, a 7-year-old, was sitting on his lap on a very high platform. And there was this mountain of fire, and all the worshippers were sitting around. The Khaja Usmani, rahmatullah alayhi, went. And he said to him, that how can you worship something that is insignificant like the fire? This is the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't worship the fire. So the logic and reason given to Khaja Sahib says that we are worshipping the fire so that in the hereafter this fire will not burn us because we've been worshipping the fire throughout the life. So Khaja Sahib said that if that is the case, why don't you put your one hand inside the fire? So he says, Hazrat, how can I do that? That is unnatural. The nature of fire is to burn. If I put my hand, it will burn me. He says, but you have been worshipping the fire. Why do you fear the fire? He had no answer. All the Parsi people were there. His name was Mukhtar. Mukhtar. The son was there. Khaja Usmani rahmatullah alayhi said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya Naru Kuni Bardan wa Salaman ala Ibrahim. Snatched away from him the 7-year-old child. Took it away. And the sheikh jumped into the fire. A blazing mountain of fire. Allahu Akbar. All the Parsis captured Sheikh Fakhruddin and Khaja Mohinuddin Chishti. They didn't take them to Cuba. They didn't left them there. They captured them and, oh Allahu Akbar, what happened? And the Sheikh Mohinuddin Chishti, rahmatullah, and Sheikh Fakhruddin, they were surprised. What did Hazrat do? Jumped into the fire. I mean, the 7-year-old child. And that father is crying, 17-year-old, what has happened? Nothing. You can't even see anything inside the fire. After a few minutes, Khaja Usmani rahmatullah alayhi with the child, they come out from the fire. And obviously everyone was surprised to see this karamat. And that old Buddha, 17-year-old person, is asking the child, my son, how did you feel inside? He says, Father, I was in this beautiful garden with Khaja Sahib and I was playing there until Khaja Sahib told me that it's time for us to come out. And Hazrat Khaja Usmani, the Sheikh of Khama'an Chishti, he said to him that, look, I recited only one ayat of the Quran, Ya Naru Kuni Bardan wa Salaman ila Ibrahim. The same ayat which when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, when he was flung into the fire by Namrud, this was the ayat revealed to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That individual whose name was Mukhtar, he became a Muslim, embraced Islam, and his name, he was later named as Abdullah. As? Abdullah. Abdullah means Allah ka banda. And that son of his was named what? Ibrahim. What? Ibrahim. Everyone in Maqam-e-Rai, all the Parsi people, every single one of them embraced Islam. Sare ke sare Musliman. So, mere azizo, there is this responsibility also on our shoulder that we live here in this country. Let us share the Jannah that Allah has reserved for us. Let us share it. Don't be misers. Explain to the people, ke dekho, this is what Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has taught us. Khaja Mohinuddin Chishti went to Ajmer via Delhi. He stayed in Lahore for 40 days. Lahore at that time, Lahore is in Pakistan now, by that time it was in India. Lahore for 40 days. And he went entering Delhi. At that time it was the decline of the great king Sultan Mahmud Ghazni. His power had dissolved at that time, and Sheikh Shihabuddin Ghauri was in power, and the leader at that time of New Delhi and Ajmer was Prithviraj Chauhan, was not a Muslim at that time, but he had a powerful army who fought with the Muslims at that time. The Muslims warned Hazrat Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti not to go towards Ajmer, but Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasalam had instructed him to go to Ajmer. He went. And wherever he went, he would say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Famous karamat of Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti, Rahmatullah Alayh. La ilaha illallah. When Raja Prithviraj Chauhan found out that this great man is here, who is converting everyone towards Islam, and they are embracing Islam. The one who was very, very close to him, a priest. Bas main baat khatam karta hu, 2 minutes, inshallah. There was this very close priest whose name was Shadi Dev. What was his name? Shadi Dev. He invited Shadi Dev to come and to fight the power, the miracle that Allah had given Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti Rahmatullah Ali. He said to Prithviraj, no problem, I will sort it out. I will force him to get out of Ajmer. When Shadi Dev, when he went with a group of people to see Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti Rahmatullah Ali, the awe and the power of the face of Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti Rahmatullah Ali was so awesome that just looking at the face of Khwaja Sahab, he recited the kalma. He became a Muslim, and in that mahfil and majlis, Khwaja Sahab changed his name from Shadi Dev to Sheikh Saadi. To Sheikh Saadi. Now let us not forget, he's not the Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali, the great poet. He was a different man. But his name became Sheikh Saadi. Now when Prithviraj Chauhan found out that even Shadi Dev has now become Sheikh Saadi, Allahu Akbar. He was looking for the greatest magician at that time in India whose name was Ajay Pal. Kya naam tha uska? Ajay Pal. Ajay Pal, when the name of Ajay Pal came, it was like the name of Fir'aun. Fir'aun, the greatest magician. Really, he was a great magician. Fir'aun himself was a magician. Ajay Pal, he had everything. Everyone feared him. When Prithviraj called Ajay Pal and explained the situation, that if you don't stop this man, everyone in India will become a Muslim. You have to stop him. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi's time had dissolved. And then you had Sheikh Ghiyasuddin Ghauri's time. And then now you have Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti here working on the people. What do you do? Ajay Pal was very, very confident. He says, oh, don't worry. Daaye haath ka khel. Don't worry. I will sort it out. He went alone to see Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti Rahmatullah Ali. When he saw Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti Rahmatullah Ali, because he was a magician himself, he challenged Khwaja Sahib. He says, first look at the power that I have. Look at the power that I have. Look at the magic that I possess. The Hindus at that time, they would meditate on the skin of deer. Deer, ki skin ke upar chamra hota tha. And they would sit on that and meditate. And he took that skin out, like a small rug perhaps, and he sat on it. And he said, look at me now. And sitting on that rug, Allahu Akbar, ascended up, went all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. And all the murids of Khwaja Sahab were looking at this great magician. Kehte na, wo kya hai? Flying carpet? Huh? Arabian what? Arabian Nights? Kaha Umar Sahab? Where are you going to Arabian Nights? So you're sitting on that, and this Ajay Pal is above, ascending, right on top of where all the Muslims are. And he is there saying to the Muslims, to all the new Muslims, and they, oh, Shadi Dev, look, you have become a Muslim, but look at this power. What is your Mu'inuddin going to do about this, Sheikh Sahab? Say, Allahu Akbar. Inna al-baatila kana zahuqa. False is false. Haqq is, the truth is, the truth. And the truth is always overpowering. Khaja Sahab had this habit of wearing wooden sandals. Cap, wooden sandals. Khaja Sahab took his leg out. Forgive me, Abdul Qadir, to put my legs in front of you. You are a dentist, so I must respect you. So, Khaja Sahab chappal ko keh rahe, ke bring Ajay Pal from the top down. And the wooden sandal goes up, all the way up, and starts smacking Ajay Pal from the head, and he's coming down, 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 down. Subhanallah. And this karamat is famously recorded. If you read the biography of Khaja Muhyiddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh and Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, a lot of shuyukh, Khaja Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullah alayh, Sheikh Nizamuddin rahmatullah alayh, all these great sulaha of India, if you read the biography, it is incredible. And Ajay Pal had no force, he tried everything, but the sandal of Khaja Sahab was too heavy. Too heavy. It was like a missile pushing him down. It wasn't a daisy cutter, just a wooden sandal pushing him down. And he finally came down and he looked at Khaja Muhyiddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh and he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Khaja Sahab said, right, sit there, recheck Sadi. All of them became Muslims, mashallah. Hazrat rahmatullah alayh then went to Prithviraj Chauhan. And he put in front of him also Islam. He says, look, accept Iman and Islam and the doors of Jannah will open up for you. But it was not meant for him. It is said that he did not embrace Islam. But our respected brothers and elders, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that ballighu anni walau aya, propagate and promote Islam, the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the duty of every individual. Every individual, this opportunity is given to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single individual, especially in this country, with Iman and with Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Allahumma inna nasaluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhira. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adaka minhu nabiyyuka abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.